Welcome to the Jami and Cupcake Show and all the swingers around the world. One, two, three. Welcome to the Jami
and Cupcake Show.
Full disclaimer.
This content is only for adults.
So if you're not 18 years old or more, get out of here. So today, we're going to talk about
hotel takeovers.
We're going to share our experience of one of them that we went about two, three weeks ago.
Yes, and specifically it's Share Nation.
Well, the group, it's called Share Nation, the group that we went. This group, they host hotel takeovers in mainly in North Jersey that I know of. I think they go another place. I don't know if it's another state. I just don't know, honestly.
At least the ones we have gone have been up in North Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah. We have been in other takeovers, hotel takeovers, but
this is one of the best ones.
In my opinion, this is the best group and event of any hotel takeovers in the East Coast.
Yes, and we say because of the people that go, we say because of the music and the whole activity, it's everything.
The whole package to me is it's just better. It's everybody's friendly,
welcoming.
There's a little bit of everything, you know. The people is really good looking.
Yes.
And just the whole package is well organized. This is the first time that we stayed for the entire weekend. Yeah. We went Friday and we left Sunday morning. Mainly the Friday.
A chill day.
Yeah, it's a chill day for the people that don't know that never have gone to one of them. Obviously, you have to go to their website. You have to register your name, make a profile, buy the tickets, obviously. If you want to stay, obviously, you got to reserve your rooms.
Yeah.
But after you do all that, you arrive.
Check-in is around what, 3 o'clock?
Check-in, 3 o'clock. You'll go into the hotel. You check in first with the...
Share Nation.
Yeah, the organizers of the event. Then you go to the desk, you get your room, obviously. So on Friday, we got there late. So on Fridays, they do this speed dating, which we never have done it before. But for what I hear, it's nice because you have you got the time to make connections.
Yeah, meet people. Get to know them. Those 5 minutes are very important.
Yeah. So the way they do it,
it's speed dating. They put some tables, you sit down, and then you have other couples are sitting down with you. And they, when the time is up, they move on to the next couple. So in that time, you get to meet the person, and you get to know if there's any chemistry, right? If you're interested.
It's a rotation. It's like a rotation. You know? So after that, they only have that.
That's like an icebreaker, though. So that's a really good thing for people that are shy. Yeah, I think
some couples they also host before the main event on Friday. We got invited to one of them. It was around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And it's nice because you meet people again. So whoever invite you is hosting, they present you to other couples, they offer you a drink, and you meet and you talk and to see if you connect.
And once again, it's a chill, relaxed day. No pressure or anytime there's no pressure. But you do get to meet more people like that because it's more intimate than what it is in the party. Because in the party, once you go downstairs to the main event.
What?
You know, the music and your dancing.
Yeah.
You know, the connection is, different.
Yeah. So after that meet and greet, we went to the main event, obviously. It was glow in the dark.
We all love glow in the dark.
Yeah, if you got glowing colors, obviously you wanna glow.
Body paint.
There was a lot of sexy costumes. She had the hottest one, for sure. So And what I like about specifically about takeovers is they have the party and the after party. So on Friday, they had the after party is hosted on the
last floor.
On Fridays, they only had, you know, people had their own speakers outside, you know, yellow shots, whatever.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, it's something that people do to get people to stop and say hi and introduce themselves and meet. Yeah.
So that's from the main event was from 9 to 1. Then from 1 to 3 or 4, it was the after party. We took it slow on Friday because I took it slow and I still had a headache on Saturday. Because I knew Saturday was going to be a long day.
Yes.
To party. So that was that. Then Saturday, they have breakfast, whatever you want to eat, whatever. So on Saturday,
it's a pool party.
From 12 to 5, they have the pool party.
And it's nice. The pool party is outside. The pool is outside. It's an outside pool. And the music starts ASAP, right?
Yeah.
And even before 12, there's already people there. If you go, you make sure you bring your own chair because it's very limited of chairs. But it's awesome. They have a foam party in the pool. Mm-hmm. They fill it up with bubbles. They have the music is blasting, which is they always play good music. And then they have the event of the car wash.
Yeah, they got the car wash. That famous song, the car wash. Long as hell.
Dun, 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 car.
So what they do, they have, they call the ladies, whoever wants to participate, and they got buckets and they got,
Sponges.
Yeah. And then, you know, the females are watching the guys.
It's like a row of females on one side and then the row of females on the other side. And the guys go in the middle like they're cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, and they rub on them and wash them down. Yeah.
I like it. It's fun. It's fun.
Clothes is optional.
Yeah.
You know, most of the ladies were topless.
Mm-hmm. No, 90% of them were topless. Yeah.
And then,
I like that car wash thing. I honestly enjoy more the car wash than the phone. Because the phone, this year, the phone was a mess a little bit.
I guess they didn't get it to work. I mean, but it didn't. Last year, it really filled up. The pool really filled up with foam, with bubbles. But this year, I guess they were having a little issue.
Yeah.
It only filled up to half of it. But thank God, because last year, I almost drowned in the foam.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the pool party,
ends at 5.
I mean, it's scheduled to finish at 5, but the DJ stopped playing music around 6.
Yeah.
And they have what, 3 hours?
Yeah, around 3 hours you could go eat, rest. Yeah, they have
3 hours of recess basically. Mm-hmm. If you wanna go out, you wanna, you know, get ready.
Yeah.
Get nice look, whatever. So at 9 p.m.
The main event starts again. This year was the all-white party.
The all-white party.
So everybody's in white,
mm-hmm.
Which and is awesome.
It was nice. I mean, again, everybody was... Nah, well, 95% of everybody was hot, you know?
Yeah. They have the grand ballroom, which that's where the main party mm-hmm. is. They also had, like, the open doors to the patio. And they also had the DJ there, right?
No, the DJ was on Friday outside.
Okay,
and Saturday DJ was inside. But the music is so loud that you could...
Exactly. There was people still dancing outside, mm-hmm. inside.
Yeah.
They have a bar outside. They have a bar inside. That's one thing that you cannot bring in your own drink into the ballroom. You do have to pay for your drinks.
Yeah, but it was affordable, though. It was nothing crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
On Fridays, it was more lenient.
Yeah, yeah.
But Saturday's main event is you have to. But, you know, you still could go to your room, do some shots, go back.
And go back, yeah.
You know.
Unless you want the kind of people that need to be holding a cup, then, mm-hmm. you know, you have to spend the money. But it was affordable. It was nothing. A beer was, what, $4 or so?
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing crazy.
Yeah. So once the party's over at 1.
Yeah, you go up to the main event
on the last
floor. I mean, I'm sorry, the after party on the last floor. And on Saturdays, they have DJs. This year they had 3 DJs.
Mm-hmm.
On the past,
they
one
more.
Year they have 4, then they have 5. This year was only 3.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, whatever.
It's because still the music in the hallway is still.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was 3 DJs, but there was people with their speakers outside. So it's, I feel like I wasn't like, well, why are you laughing? No, honestly, to me, the after party.
Well, it was better than.
Better than the main event.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I think, because it's like the hallway, right? And everybody's there. So you get to, I feel like you get to be more, talkative with people because you're walking into them, you're laughing, you're dancing, you go into rooms and there's another music going on there.
Yeah,
and there's people
you,
there.
You're experiencing 5-6 parties in one hallway.
Exactly.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
That's what I like the most, you know, and good music.
I think that's the most important thing for a takeover because we have gone to other takeovers where the music sucks. And it's like a turn off. Yeah, the music needs to keep you alive. If it's not pumping, you're like, okay. Music has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Then they have.
They even have disco lights in the hallway.
Yeah. Then they have another room. They always have food. This year was only pizza, but at least something is something.
Yeah, last year was like food.
Yeah,
You know, it's all good when you're drunk. You need some food. You eat whatever there is.
Yeah. But but to be honest with everybody, hotel takeovers, if you're going to go, you need to make sure you're going to be talkative. You're not afraid to approach people, to at least introduce yourself, say hi. Because one, is expensive. You don't want to throw $500, $600 in a weekend, and you're gonna go and you're gonna stay in your room. You're not gonna talk to nobody.
Yeah, you shouldn't stay in your
room.
Or
you're gonna be there. You're gonna go down to the pool party when the 6 o'clock when it finishes at 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to each his own. But I think if you're gonna spend the money and go to a hotel takeover of the lifestyle, you need to be prepared to be approachable. And if somebody approaches you, same thing. You exchange words. I mean,
yeah. And it's important, like if you're going on both days, on Friday and Saturday, to pace yourself.
Yes.
Because if you cannot like hold it down with alcohol, you don't want to get really messed up on Friday and then wake up Saturday not being able to get out of bed with a headache. Because once that music starts outside, it's an all-day thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So you really need to be prepared to be able to party accordingly to yourself, to how you can handle yourself. Because you don't want to waste your money on that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to be blasted on Friday and then Saturday, which is like the real main event, it goes down the drain.
Yeah, she's right. Because I think I took it slow on Friday. And I still wake up with a headache on Saturday.
Yeah.
We went to the store and got some pills and stuff. And I had a headache all day.
Yeah. But we have had in the past that we haven't done Friday or Saturday for other takeovers.
Time.
But we have gone out, partied on Friday, and then gone on Saturday to a takeover. And we're like, done.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't recommend
because
that.
We like. And party so bad hard on
Friday.
Yeah,
I don't recommend that. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you guys have never tried a takeover, try it. I mean, it's not the same as a club. It's different. You have to be prepared to see a lot. Do you see more naked people on the takeovers than in the club?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to be naked on the hallway.
In the lobby.
In the lobby. Yeah. In the lobby. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be naked in the lobby.
You can't go to.
You can't have sex in the lobby.
Yeah.
You can't have sex in the hallways.
Yeah, no.
That's obviously, you know.
Yeah, because there is security. So, you know, you can't just like.
Yeah.
And if the hotel has a restaurant inside, there are people that come in for the restaurant.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was kind of...
Nah, yeah.
But the restaurant was not part of, like, the hotel, so...
Yeah, yeah.
It's our own identity, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't... Because on Saturday, I saw, like, a family going with their kids to that restaurant.
The kids saw a lot of boobs out.
No, but there was nobody naked on the lobby.
Oh, okay.
That's why they don't allow nobody like that. But, you know,
yeah.
Like, you're, like, 5 inches away from seeing our world. You're too little for that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, I recommend it. Just be prepared to say hi, say what's up, introduce yourself. And if you're not that kind of person, don't go.
I think everybody should experiment, though, because the only way someone will get used to and being able to get out of their shell is by trying it.
Oh, obviously. But if you know that you're not going to approach nobody, you're going to stay in one corner. Why spend $600 in a weekend? You know, I think go to a swingers club first, then go to a takeover. How about that?
Try a takeover on one day, on Saturday, the main event. And then if you like it, then the next time you could do a whole
weekend. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to do the whole weekend.
No, you don't have to, because this is our first time and I liked it. Yeah. You know, I liked it. But yeah, this is, I guess...
It's our little experience and our little rating on the hotel takeover. Once again, I think Sure Nation is one of the best ones. It is the best ones. And every level, it tops it off.
Yeah. So, anything that you didn't like?
No. Mm-mm. No.
I like everything.
Everybody was good. Everybody was friendly. I think that's like the big thing when you go to a hotel takeover or anywhere you go for a party is actually the people. Because if you go and there's a lot of cliques and those cliques don't let you in, you know? So it's like, why are you guys here? This is supposed to meet people and, you know, bring the community more together. And then if you're staying only in a circle with the people that you know, and you're not welcoming, then why be there? I think that's also a thing that intimidates other people because they see those groups.
That's true.
And they're like, you know, let's say I smile and I don't get the vibe back. That makes somebody be able to push back, you know, because you're like, damn, I tried. But that circle is so close-minded that.
But you know what? You say that, but some people have told us that they smile to us before and we ignore them. And it's not that we ignore them. We just didn't realize they were smiling at us.
Yeah, that's true.
So a lot of people have told me, I smile to you guys and you guys never like, but you smile to me? When? At what time? Because I didn't see anything. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, that's true.
You know.
No, but you know the cliques I mean.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah.
Very narrowed vision, tunnel vision. And most of those cliques, like I said before, it's like all the men look the same and all the females look the same.
That's crazy.
And it's like...
The guys look like brothers and the females look like sisters and cousins.
Don't get me wrong. Everybody has a type. And to be honest with you, I don't think that everybody has a type, though, because I feel like I have connected with people and more getting to know them, because you can be the most beautiful woman in the damn club. But if we don't connect and we can't carry a conversation and I don't feel that good energy.
Yeah. It's worthless.
You know, and maybe I connect with another girl and she really is not really my type, but the connection was good. The conversation, her personality is good and it works better.
You're right.
Well,
no, you're right. Well, yeah. So this is it for tonight. Today, tonight, whenever you're listening to us. I always say that. I don't know why. Yeah. stay tuned because we have a surprise podcast for everybody. We are looking to shoot it on Saturday.
Yes.
We're going to take you guys to a secret place.
Yeah.
You know? So I know you guys are going to like that content.
Yep.
So again, this is Jami.
And Cupcake.
Take care.
Bye.
Keep swinging. One.